Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows that feeling, and She's Birdie knows it too. The just in case feeling. Just in case I hear something. Just in case someone tries the door. Just in case I need to wake up fast. It's not fear, it's awareness. And Birdie Box from She's Birdie was made for exactly that. Birdie Box is a portable travel door alarm designed by She's Birdie for hotels, dorms, Airbnbs, and anywhere you're staying away from home. It installs in seconds on the doorframe, and if the door is opened, it activates a loud siren and flashing strobe to help draw attention instantly. She's Birdie, because peace of mind should check in with you. Birdie Box by She's Birdie. Visit shesbirdie.com. That's shesbirdie.com. And order your Birdie Box before your next stay away from home.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, these are times where I have to remember that, look, I'm married. I'm not single. I don't need to impress anybody. I'm having sex with one person. It doesn't matter if you guys think I'm a wuss or not. Yeah, I don't know how to change a tire. I've never changed a tire before.
Never? Not even an attempt?
Well, I told you guys yesterday, I took like this class before I went to get my driver's license in California when I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
My parents thought it would be a good idea, which I think it is, to go and take a basic automobile maintenance class. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I did that for like 3 weeks, and they taught you how to like change a battery and change oil and change a tire. That was when I was 18. That was like 6 years ago, though. So I don't remember that so much anymore.
6 years ago. Well, this is certainly a case of gender pressure, because I do think, mm-hmm. depending on which gender you are, there's pressure to have done or to do certain things. And I think for a guy, any kind of car, anything.
Yes.
There's pressure for a guy to know everything there is to know about automobiles.
Look, this is what I know about automobiles. I know that the right pedal makes it go fast, and the left pedal will slow you down. And that's it.
Have you driven? You know how to drive a stick?
I do. Yeah, I drive
okay.
a stick.
Okay, uh-huh.
That's
yep,
good.
I
that's
do
good.
That.
That's good.
So Jen came in here yesterday, but she was a little late because she got a blowout.
Yeah, major blowout yesterday morning on 285 coming in.
And it just reminded me that I couldn't go and help her. Mm-hmm. I have never changed a tire before. Never. I think in theory it seems like it should be pretty easy. You take the jack out, put it on one side of the car, pump it up, lug nuts come off, right? Put the wheel back on. I've seen that on NASCAR a million
times.
Just
like they do in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Easy like that.
So these guys challenged me today to try to do it. So I'm ready to go. I'll do it, I guess.
You're going to try?
Yeah, I just don't know how great a radio it's going to be, but I'll try.
Are you going to read the manual as you go?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to do it from memory?
Anything that's available in your car, you can use.
Okay.
We're actually having your car right now towed to the second to right lane on 285. So you'll have to dodge traffic as well.
Which does add to like something. Like if you're in the middle of the highway and you have to change it, it's a lot
scary.
Different than the parking lot that I have to go down.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I will give it a try. I mean, you guys can go ahead and do something else. I'll call you from while I'm down there trying.
Okay.
I have no idea where the jack is.
How long?
My competitive spirit came out yesterday, and I thought maybe I should just take a look at the manual so I don't look like a total tool tomorrow, but I didn't, I promise.
And so how long do you think it's going to take you to do it?
Well, here's where I'm a little nervous. I told you guys that I busted one of my tires a couple of months ago, and I was lucky enough to be on Roswell Road at the time, so I just pulled it into the Shell station, and they changed it there. But dude was having a tough time, and he works there.
Oh.
So I'm not exactly sure.
Why was he having a hard time?
Is it newer?
It's a brand new car. It's a 370.
Now, with your little car, do you have to jack it up? Because I would imagine you just lift it up with one hand.
What about the wheel lock? You got that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
What
no
are you
idea
doing,
what
is. Jen?
Don't
Jennifer.
Give him any pointers.
Jen's she's
competitive.
She's trying to help him. She's been trying to help him since yesterday.
Why?
Don't even know anything about a wheel lock. I might go in there. Have no idea. Can't do it.
You got to get one of those.
Zero idea.
Oh, boy.
I do know, and I'm a little nervous about it because it's like it's a newer model and it's sophisticated. Like, mm-hmm. let me give you an example. This is a Nissan. And for me to open up my gas tank, I have to I didn't realize this at the time. I have to have the ignition key in my door to open up the gas tank.
Really? Okay. Is that so people can't siphon gas out of your tank?
I guess so.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Where did you get that?
I looked it up in the manual because I was at Shell and I couldn't figure out how to open up the gas tank. So I went through the manual. You have to have it in the...
So you have to take your key out of the car, put it in the door, open the gas tank.
Yes.
And I don't... Yeah, and I don't... Yeah, I'm not trying to throw Bert under the bus. I do think this is very educational for a lot of people because I really do think that there's a lot of people that don't know how to change a tire.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's humiliating. I mean, when Stacey... If we have something go wrong with the car, Stacey's underneath it. She's trying to check things out, my wife. And I'm on the sidelines just feeling like a real tool.
Can we...
So this is going to prove nothing to you guys because I already know I'm going to suck at this.
But at least what you learn, maybe that'll help other people say, oh, that's how you change your tire. You know what I mean?
Is that what you're doing to keep me motivated? To keep me...
No, this is not to throw you under the bus. I do think that this is what a predicament a lot of people are in.
Well, a lot of women, you know? Probably. I don't know too many dudes that have never changed a tire.
That would not admit it.
Come on.
Admit it?
Right?
I had to do it like last year and it was probably been 10 years since I've done it. It took me like 90. There was a lot of cussing and cuts on my hand and grease like in my eye and on my butt and random places.
Because that is one conversation a woman can have. Like I could say, oh, I don't know how to change a tire. Help me change a tire. Mm-hmm. And it's not any kind of, you know.
There's no jokes made.
There's no jokes made or, you know, nobody's going to criticize me for that.
For some reason, Josh, over in his production studio, who just remains quiet and edits things all show, has written to me in all caps saying, the car will fall on Bert if he doesn't do it right.
Well, I'm not going to go underneath it. I'm going to be on the side of it. I'm not even getting on my knees. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Are we giving him pointers or no?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Matt.
Jen slipping him in for whatever
reason. Jen's trying to.
I didn't mean to.
Hey, Matt.
What about the wheel lock?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. What year's your car, Bert?
It's 2010.
2010.
He gets a new car every year.
Every month.
Yep, he only drives this model year's car.
And when it gets dirty, then he turns it in next week.
My payment is $42,000 every month because I turn over a car every month.
Wow, that's incredible. You do know that you probably got a special key to get off one lug nut off the beach floor,
people,
right?
Stop.
I don't know anything about it, seriously.
He's got a manual.
I'll look in the manual, and it'll tell me where to go. And if I can find it, great. If I can't, I have zero idea where
to
go.
Just so you know, if we look downstairs and see a hero truck in our parking garage, that doesn't count.
That's not fair.
All right, so I'll go down and do it now.
Jen's still on hold with AAA from yesterday morning, so yeah, maybe they'll pick up.
They still haven't picked up.
Here, Bert Show.
I think Josh is legitimately worried about Bert.
Yeah.
Because he just sent another message and said, is Bert down there alone? And we've had Rhett.
He's an injured fellow already.
He'll be all right as long as he's got his feet clear of the car.
Yeah. Rhett's our videographer here at the station. He shoots Jen's, you know, Entertainment Buzz feature every week. Mm-hmm. And whenever we have an artist in, he's one of the guys taping it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sent him down there with no cameras for insurance purposes, but just to stand by with Bert and then call us and let us know.
Right.
Do you think it's safe to say what we're looking for, or should we wait until we're completely clear?
Let's see if he does it.
Because there's
See if he makes that mistake.
Yeah, there's one big mistake that I think everybody makes.
And
I even admit to doing it, but I always stop myself and then have to go back a couple steps and do it. So we're gonna check in with Bert, who admittedly can't change a tire. Hey, Rhett, it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey. How's Bert doing down in the parking lot?
Pretty awesome. I mean, his first words were, I don't even know where the manual to this thing is, but he found it pretty quickly, started rustling through the trunk and said, look at all this cool stuff, but he may have encountered a problem of not being able to find his tire.
Okay.
He can't locate the spare tire?
He picked up all the tools in the back and looked at it and said, I don't even have a spare tire.
All right. Well, this will be
a short break.
Really this will be very, very fun.
Okay.
Well, I guess technically what he can do is remove the one tire and put it back on, the same tire back on. But I think
why not?
I think you have to after he does that, Rhett. I think you'll have to check the car and make sure like the tire isn't located underneath the pan. And don't give him any hints or anything. You know, sometimes there's like a weird panel or like a bottom to the trunk, and I bet the tire's underneath
that. Sounds
that.
Like that's what he's missing.
All right, don't give him any hints to that direction, Rhett. We'll check in with you in a few minutes, okay?
How hard can it be?
Okay, cool.
he said yesterday
that how hard can it be? That's how this started.
Bert's downstairs changing a tire. It's so simple. He'll be up by the end of this song. No problem. Bert will be back after this. A little grease on his hands, but nice and tire change. Mm-hmm. Just in a minute.
The Bert Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Bert Show.
So Bert and Rhett, we sent Rhett down to make sure Bert didn't cheat, call a hero truck or anything. I expected Bert to be back up here by now. Because, I mean, he said no problem. He's changing a tire down in the parking lot. He said, I'll be down.
It shouldn't take that long.
Yeah, it should be no problem. How's he doing, Rhett?
Well, I think he sabotaged this completely because he opened the back and there's no jack. There is obviously a spot for a jack.
Uh-oh.
There's no jack. He can't even lift the car. So he was going to go up and call Dustin on the air.
What, and call the guy who is supposed to put the jack in the car? The guy who sold him the car?
I mean, I'm guessing somebody with Team Nissan. But it says in his instruction manual, it does say if he's got, you know, if this car has a spare, this is how you do it. But he looked in and there's no spare there or jack.
There's no spare or a jack in the car?
I think I know why.
Why?
Because you remember he had the blowout that he was talking about earlier, so maybe they did not put the spare tire back in the car when they changed out the tire, and maybe they forgot to put in the jack.
But why would the jack even come out? Like, the jack would have been at the Shell station with him.
Well, maybe they didn't put it back in, then Shell station stole the jack.
Is there a reason we're not talking to Bert?
I think he's had.
Because he's not doing anything right now.
Yeah. No, I think. Didn't
Rhett. Can we talk
he's
to him?
He's not busy.
No, Rhett said he's on his way back up, isn't he?
Okay.
Yeah, he said he's going to come back. Hey, Rhett, are you with Bert, or is he on his way up here?
He's on his way up.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like they're back.
That's weird.
I'm almost tempted, Melissa. I think you should go down and look in the car because I'll bet you find it.
Go look for the jack in the spare.
He might just not want to do it.
He would roll over and die if you found it and like, changed it and came right back in about 5 minutes.
Leave it to the lesbian.
I bet you could go down and poke in there, and it's they may have put it back, but just put it back in a different place. You might not even know what it looks like.
He knows
but
what
he
it
looked,
looks like.
But, sure? the manual would have instructed him where exactly to look,
but
right?
What I'm saying is if they change his tire, you ever have your tire change in a garage? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they just throw everything
yesterday.
Back. They just, yeah, but.
Jen knows better.
Yeah.
But, like, they may have just thrown it back in there, and if he doesn't know what it looks like, oh, here he is.
Mm. What's the story?
Are you serious?
There's no jack in there at all.
There's no jack.
And there's no
jack,
spare.
There's no tire. And here's what I did. I opened up the manual, and I guess some models don't have a spare because it even says it in the manual.
Okay. Which is
That's dangerous.
Here, look at 6.
That is
six,
dangerous.
2.
And I'm that gonna is
call
weird.
Up to, yeah, I'm going to call up to Dustin over at Team Nissan right now and ask if didn't put a tire in there or some of the models just don't come with a spare.
Why would you not have a spare in your car? I'm just curious.
I don't know. There's not even, like, there's the space for the jack and everything, but there's no jack or anything in there.
Huh.
Weird.
Would you be totally
humiliated if you went down there and found it?
Yeah.
Totally and completely.
What about, would it be better if Melissa was the one who found it? Or Wendy?
Yeah, if you send a woman down, that would definitely be worse.
What about a blind?
Be worse than if you went down there to look.
What about a blind woman who just felt around and found it by touch?
I'm still confused on why anybody would not put a spare in a car.
I've never heard of a car not having a spare in the back, but it even indicates it in the manual.
Because not everybody has access to a AAA or a hero truck. Or, you know what I mean?
I'm calling Dustin up at Team Nissan right now.
That's dangerous.
I would just tell you.
Stranded.
Can you pick up the hotline? That could be him there.
I would just tell you to do it on mine, but I don't trust you.
Hello. Well, I've learned something today.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of
Dustin Fleischman.
Okay. Good morning, Derek. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to come to your defense. A lot of the new sports cars don't come with a spare in them.
I had no idea.
But why? Isn't it dangerous?
Brittany's on the hotline. She might know the answer.
Okay.
He probably
or
did
as
also,
we call her around here, Mrs. Goodwrench.
Hey, great. Woman calling, giving guy car
well,
advice.
No,
that's awesome.
It might not be your fault because I bought a new car in the fall, and my car actually does not come with a spare tire because the tires that are on my car are run flat tires. So they're tires that even if you pop them, I guess you can drive up to like 50 miles on that tire still.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
So it doesn't come with a spare tire. So you, your car's pretty small, right?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, huh. So you
it's
may
like a
have
Flintstone
the same
car. now, okay, because it had an inflation kit back there. But it doesn't have a spare, and it doesn't have a jack.
That would scare me, though, because I would, I mean, I guess as a girl, I would want to be stranded somewhere and not, I mean, I understand what Brittany's saying, but man, I would.
And AAA will find you in 3 days. It's okay, just hopefully you have some snacks in your seats, like some crumbs in the car somewhere.
Hero was out there in how long?
Hero was there in 10 minutes.
Did you cancel
Hero
your AAA registration?
Got to my car, membership pulled yesterday? Up, and started changing it before they ever even picked up the phone at AAA. I was still on hold.
That was.
What's the point of paying for my membership?
Most are calling saying that some new cars have those run flat tires, so that's probably the deal. But it's weird because the 350 I had one of those donuts in the back, but the newer model, I guess, doesn't.
Because there's some cars that will have the full-on tire. Like, I mean, a donut only goes so far, but there are some cars that models that will have your full-size tire as the spare so that you don't have to only go 50 or 30 miles. But that, I would be so uncomfortable without a spare. I got to be honest.
You guys don't know how scared I was when I lifted up that trunk and there was no tire in there. The relentless amount of crap. I thought, if I can't find a tire and it's on this car somewhere, I will never live it down.
We were ready to give it to you.
We actually laughed in here on Rhett's like, he can't find the tire.
And we're like, really?
What?
Uh-huh.
The Burt Show.
You're really bothered by this, aren't you?
Well, yes.
You want to think about that for a second? Or just going to answer?
I will just say this, and with 100% certainty, that if the tire was there, I would not have been able to change it. But this run flat tire thing, like we all said, yeah, but nobody really knows what it is.
Hey.
Hey, Dustin, it's Bert. We're on the radio, man.
Oh, we're on the radio. How you doing?
Yes. Hey.
Hi.
This is Dustin from Team Nissan. So these guys challenged me because I have never changed a tire before in my life.
Okay.
So these guys challenged me to change my tire this morning. So I went downstairs, and there's no spare.
There's no spare.
There's no spare. There's no jack in the back. There's nothing. So I read the manual, and it said that some of the models don't come with a spare.
Okay.
And then others called up and said some sports cars now have a run flat tire.
Right.
Which is what?
Which is basically when if your tire goes flat, it keeps it inflated until you can get to a service center.
So it doesn't hurt the rims.
Okay.
So does Bert have that, or?
I got to check which one he bought. I got to find out.
He got the lime green, the 370Z.
Before that's a lime green one.
It's lime
the
green.
With the on the dash.
With the ground effects and the fuzzy dashboard.
Spinners.
Stripes, the flames,
the lights
the
underneath, you know, and it's low, low riding.
Yeah, man, the neon underneath it.
Yeah.
Nice.
The NOS.
So if you get a sports car, then it shouldn't be concluded that you have a spare in the back. So you shouldn't just think that you have one.
You know, if I bought a sports car, I would probably right off the bat think that my car had a spare.
Yeah,
that's what I would think automatically.
I have never heard of a
me
car
neither,
not having
man.
A spare.
Oh,
wow.
Me neither. Okay.
That's what I would think. A lot of the sports cars do come with run flats though.
I think my.
Let me check on yours.
Okay, if it's not and it's attached somewhere on my car, do not
call
back.
It's probably in the trunk, and you know who knows.
Can I please go look?
If that's the case, do not call back. Never. You can't remember me calling. Don't call.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Mm.
Can I please go look?
Yeah. Go ahead. All right, Dustin. Thanks, man.
I'm gonna go pull your VIN number right now and see exactly which one you got, and I'll give you a call back.
Because if that tire's in there somewhere and I just couldn't find it, then
showing a picture a second ago. I wanted to see this. You took a picture, so it's like the wheel well.
It's there,
but there's no tire in it.
Right, and the part the place for the jack is actually there also, but there's no jack.
There's no jack in the back. Jack in
the
back.
Looking like a fool with no jack in the back.
That's so funny that you took a picture for proof for us.
Yes, because I knew you guys would give me relentless crap, which you should. And if that tire is somewhere on the bottom of the car and I couldn't find it, you have permission to give me as much crap as you want for as long as
it takes. Can I have your keys? I want to go right now.
Yes.
Really?
Turn sideways.
Do you think that it would be your wife, Stacy, that would give you the most crap about this?
Probably so.
Probably more than us, right?
Probably so, yeah. I'm going to get crap for the rest of my life if it's there. Don't sweat it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
It's The Bert Show.
Hello, Olivia.
Hello.
Hello, Olivia.
Hello.
Hello there.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Oh, you really have a British accent.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Wow, okay.
How are you today?
I had a quick question for Bert. I had listened on Friday, and I had wondered if you had called your mum or not. Over the
did I call my mom?
Olivia,
on
thank you for the
Day.
Reminder.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's cover this for a second. I made a decision on Friday that I'm not going to talk about this mother thing very much on the radio, and I'll tell you why. I made the statement, first, just a little background, Olivia, for those that weren't listening. My mom and I are going through this pissing match right now where we haven't talked to each other in months and months and months. She started it months ago, and I've sort of dug in. But there's some real deep-seated childhood crappy crap stuff that I'm having to deal with as an adult. So we're going through this song and dance right now. My mom told me months ago she didn't want to talk. And then when she was ready to talk, I was pissed. And I said, look, I'm glad that you're ready. I authentically am not into it right now. So my birthday passed. No phone call, no card, no nothing. So Mother's Day came, and I didn't send a card, and I didn't call up there either. But here's why I've decided that I'm just going to sparingly talk about it. I made the statement on Friday that, frankly, I just don't feel a lot of love for my mother. And it offended a whole bunch. So many people were offended by that emailed me. And I understand why, because there are so few, I think, listening that can understand the dismissal that I went through as a child. Like, there are so few that actually went through the kind of childhood that I did where parents, there was no connection. There was no I love you. There were no vacations. There were no sitting down and doing homework together. There wasn't attending sports events together. There was nothing like that. There was no connection when I was a kid. So why would I have a connection as an adult? So I said that, and I think that so many people can't understand that because y'all grew up in healthy families, mm-hmm. that those words were so shocking that if I'm a listener and I'm listening to this guy on the radio, it all sounds so petty unless you actually lived in the kind of house that I did. And when
my husband actually, he has like exactly the same story as you, and I understood it more when you spoke about it on Friday, but he's the same, you know, and I think a lot of it stems from the mother not acknowledging that there was an issue when he was a kid. I think that's what it is. So I actually understood. I was just curious to see if you had called her over the weekend.
No, I'll tell you what, I'm having to make a decision about this piece of mail that she sent that's sitting
that
on the counter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do about it, but I know I have to move it because it's on the counter, and every time I walk into the house, I see it, and my stomach kind of gets a little pissy.
And you did not open it this weekend.
I did not open it this weekend, and I don't want – a lot of you guys suggested Stacy open it up and read it for me, and then she could sort of be my litmus test that should I answer it back or not.
Just for the record, I said Hayden. I did not say Stacy. I don't think that's a good idea.
He unfortunately would understand it. And I'm not going to do that in this month either because there are so many great things, like Jen said, that are going on right now. We got Stacy's birthday. We just had the Mother's Day. Our anniversary is coming up. And Hollis's birthday is this month also. So if Stacy opens that up and it's hurtful to me from my mom, it will affect Stacy the same way it's going to affect me. Mm-hmm. So at least for the next 30 days, that's not going to be an option.
Celebrate your life.
I'm not exactly sure to do with it, though.
Will you,
you've carved out a different life for yourself, so celebrate it.
Yeah. June,
deal with her.
May I have the letter, and I will turn it into a song? a little ditty about Bert and Myra?
Will you do a jig?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to actually do a whole morph suit, like almost like Blue Man Group, but I would like to do a performance piece, and I'll get other people involved, but we'll make it somewhat of a musical, very Mary Poppins-esque, and where your mother will be the role of Mary Poppins and just a spoonful of sugar.
Right.
Why
are you yelling at me?
Melissa said, I pretty much dismissed Jeff from any of these conversations, but Melissa said something to me on Friday, and it really resonated with me.
That just really resonated with me, and I'm going to write you a letter.
Why don't you sing it to me after the show?
You know what? Why don't you wait till July to open that one?
Hey, Jeff, guess what? He's about to talk about me. Shh.
So, Melissa, we were talking about, I'm sort of playing out this relationship that if my mom passes away tomorrow, am I going to be able to look at myself in the mirror and say, I did everything I can? And Melissa said, there's no way you will know until that happens. And I sort of felt like your tone was that I was being naive, or I was being naive about the whole thing. And I did think a lot about what you said, but you cannot understand that when you have no connection, when your parents made no connection as a kid, that doesn't change just because you get older. So
no, I didn't dispute that. I just said that I think it is naive for anybody to think that they know how they're going to feel when their parent passes away.
It's certainly going to affect me. That letter is affecting me every single day. So how could her death not?
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of where I am with the whole thing.
What if the letter is a check? Like, what if...
I would have smelled that. I would have known as soon as it came in the house.
Here, Bird Show.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
So we're helping out the Young Survivors Coalition with this walk and bike ride in a couple of months. And you can get all the info up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com. But Jeff's interested in actually, he's going to get out there and he's going to get sweaty. He's going to get dirty.
Yeah, well, maybe. Because I got overly ambitious a couple weeks ago at an event. I made a purchase that requires an additional purchase, and I'm not prepared to face that additional purchase.
No. What'd you purchase? What was the first thing you purchased?
No big deal. I purchased myself a bicycle.
Okay. Nice.
Now, with the thought that you would ride in...
In the Youngster, I actually hadn't thought of it, but you bring it up that way, I'm like, that's really cool, because they have like a little 10-mile ride or 20-mile ride. That'd be easy, right?
Mm-hmm,
like,
great.
And I seriously haven't been on a bike probably in half a dozen years. Mm-hmm. Just don't own one, don't have one, and then I'm at this charity thing, and there's a bike. And
just the thought of you riding a bicycle down the road to me for whatever reason is funny.
It's not a unicycle, dude.
Or a tricycle.
It's
being the spandex pants.
Just a regular bike with a big, giant front wheel and a tiny little back wheel, and down I go. But so I don't know why that's funny. But anyway, so I'm at this charity thing, and it's there, and it's a good price, and I put my bid in, and I get it, and then I go over to the charity offices, and I pick up my bike and throw it in the car, and I take it up to the lake, and I'm driving around, riding around on the bike. I'm like, it's cool, man. It really is. It is true. Once you learn to ride a bike, you've got it forever. Like,
yeah, you never forget.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to start riding a bike. And then it dawned on me.
Mm-hmm. Safety first, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the bell? You got to get the little ring, 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 ring bell.
You need a basket to carry Sasha in?
Some reflectors.
Reflectors, or that big flag that goes in the bed that attaches to the back of the banana seat.
All that.
Or a card to put in the...
I'd be fine with all that. No problem. I could go to... Dick's Sporting Goods or Walmart and trick it out if I wanted to.
Some kind of like, I don't know, sticker, little bicycle sticker to put
Sadly,
on
Sadly, I don't know that a regular retail store would have what I need.
I would put my money on the fact that they would not.
It's about to get sad in here.
I have a big head.
Yeah.
Like, not like ego-wise, I'm a cocky guy who walks around here all
that's not what we're talking about. Maybe this is the reason why you have that
I just have
attitude.
A physically large noggin.
I mean, you have a huge head.
I know.
Hold on, I might have some sad music here. I'm not sure if this is going to work. Oh, yeah.
I mean, his head is oddly
it's massive.
Big. Yeah. I'm sorry, honey.
The first year that we did the show, we all came in here and we weighed our heads because Jeff just looks larger than everybody.
We literally put our head on a scale.
And, you know, like Melissa's came in like at 11 pounds. You know, mine was like a little bean at 6 or something like that. And Jeff's came in like off the charts.
17
dude.
Pounds.
It was like dropping an anvil. It's fantastic. It's like we had to use one of those big old 18-wheeler truck scales for his head.
Yeah, the little needle went around about 3 circles. Full times before.
When I was a kid, when I went swimming, I think they put the little floaties around my neck. Because I was so top heavy.
It's a large head.
Oh, yeah.
I
think, and I haven't looked into it yet because I'm nervous, but I'm guessing that if I do the ride that you were talking about, Bert, the Young Survivors Coalition thing, they're probably going to require everybody to wear a helmet.
Well,
isn't it the law or something,
or should be?
So at some point in the near future, I'm going to have to wrap a tape measure or two around my head. No, Wendy, I haven't. You measure your tiny little ferret ants?
No, don't bring my hands into this. I don't need gloves.
Wendy traces her hand for Thanksgiving, and it looks like a little baby chick. So
no hat, really. You can't go into a store, and no hat fits his head.
Frankie from our promotions department, I think the New Era Cat people said, hey, we're going to give everybody in the building some cool hats. Just send us your size and your favorite teams. And I ignored the email because I'm nervous. Look at the size of this thing.
It's a big old knot.
I don't want to measure it.
It is. So what are you going to do? There's got to be a bike helmet, though, that fits you.
It's going to be custom made. You know that.
I would custom make a bike helmet. Somebody would have to come in here and put a molding around it.
I'm serious because Katie.
Dip me in plaster like I'm getting braces.
There's got to be somebody in the Shriners who has hats made.
I don't think that would even fit him. I mean, seriously, people. Because Katie.
Hey, Melissa, I'm right freaking here and I can hear you.
I know.
Right here.
Well, because Katie rides, but I mean, she's done, you know, like mini triathlons and stuff. She has a bike and the helmet and stuff. So I was going to be supportive and I got a bike that's been collecting dust in the garage ever since then. And one of the things we got when we were at the bike shop was a helmet for me. And it's like any, I mean, they're average.
But then the hard part is that nobody looks real cool in a bike helmet anyways. Uh-huh. But when you put, like, I think they're going to have to pull that thing off the bottom of the ocean that they're trying to plug the oil well with.
There's a use for the one that didn't work last week.
I think I'm going to have to wear a 4-story metal oil containment device on my head so I don't get hurt if I fall.
Can we measure your head on air?
What?
Can we measure your head on air?
I want to measure it now.
Come on.
Y'all have to make a guess.
Let's get a tape measure and measure his head.
48 inches.
It's not 48 inches.
It's like the size of my waist. It's a 30.
What's the average man head? What's the average hat size for a man?
I don't even know where hat size starts. Yeah.
I think they're around 7 something, right?
No, that's just, that's the hat size.
That's just the hat size.
If I'm getting this custom made, I need to know inches around.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe wearing the top of the space needle from Seattle. My head.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.